League of Extraordinary People are here together on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Included in this auspicious group, Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen. Big round of applause for Jennifer Horn. Yes, there she is. And then there's Ken Kessler, who also is here. He's from the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I'm not sure what league I'm from. I'm from the League of Extraordinary Farmers. How's that? We'll put ourselves together and all supporting each other as extraordinary human beings in an extraordinary time when there's extraordinary spying going on. There's one person in charge of the left, another person in charge of the right, somebody's in the middle at the NSA. Who knows who's in charge? Anybody following this? You got a scorecard as to the number of people yesterday testifying about spying and saying, there's no truth to any of this. It's all a big ruse.
But you're speaking to my microphone.
Yes.
You're being missed. Context, I guess, as much as anything else. Anyway.
What, Snowden?
Yeah. 888-302-3684. It's becoming amusing, and it would be amusing solely if it weren't for... It's so indicative of the dysfunction in government. And it's everywhere. And it gets to the point of being silly. Whether it's this stuff, I was talking earlier about a friend of mine going through the scanning process at the airport yesterday, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
And because she is carrying pepper spray, she was patted down.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't take pepper spray on a plane, can you?
Well, she had it in her pocketbook. I don't know whether.
Did they take it away?
No. But they patted down her butt just to make sure she wasn't carrying anything in a place that...
So they let her on an airplane with pepper spray?
Yes.
Wow. They won't let me on with a nail file.
I don't know whether they really knew it was pepper spray or not. She wondered if that was the way if that's the excuse they use for patting you down. I remember, and I told her about the time we went through, the airport in
Washington?
Gosh,
that woman should have taken me out for dinner first. Wow. I mean, she touched everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, in the name of protection, in the name of the law, we're going to check everybody's butt and everything else about it, especially ladies. And these are female... These are the ladies who are probably, excuse me, how do I do this? Not getting dates.
You just had to go there, didn't you? Here's an idea. The woman was bringing, I don't know anything about your friend, but the woman was bringing pepper spray onto an airplane. I think that is cause, I mean, we know that the TSA would probably take that away, right?
They didn't.
They take away everything. I can't believe they let her
not
go.
Not so much. They take away water. And
they take away water. I just had them take away. Seriously, when I my last flight, I was I can't even remember where I was going, but the last time I flew, they took away my my nail file.
Really?
Because it had a sharp point on the end.
Ah, yes. All right. So speaking of ladies at the airport who want to pat you down, those people in the blue uniform, there are a lot of fears. We all know about fear-based thinking.
Mm-hmm.
There is this group of radio hosts that are doing a lot of yakking on some of the conservative Christian radio stations. I think there's one in Los Angeles. They're in most every city now, right? Salem runs them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have started something that I wonder whether it will stop or whether it will keep going.
What's that?
Focusing on the Girl Scouts of America. And suggesting that the Girl Scouts are turning the members into communists and lesbians. The host of a Christian radio program named Kevin Swanson, show is called Generations with Vision, started an internet hellfire over this past weekend with a plea to Americans to boycott the Girl Scout cookie program because of the way it's being promoted and the fact that the Girl Scout organization is pushing socialism, lesbianism, abortion, and female independence. That's the way the Girl Scouts are teaching their members to mature. Mr. Swanson warned, quote, if you want a communist in the White House by the year 2020, you've got to get more daughters raised with that worldview, with the mindset, the worldview of the Girl Scouts of America. So one wonders about, I remember, wasn't there some controversy with a congressman from Indiana, Bob Morris?
That could
who
be.
Who had some strong words about the Girl Scouts
last year? Yeah, that was. I remember that, yes.
Yeah. They were affiliated, his words at the time were, Girl Scouts were affiliated with a Planned Parenthood Association. So, who is it among us who feels like they want to step out there first and attack little girls?
You know, I was a brownie.
Uh-huh.
I never made it into Girl Scouts because I didn't like the camping part.
No.
That's when we parted ways. But I don't remember them actually teaching. I mean, I remember it more about arts and crafts and, you know,
this
little...
This is more about some of these nut jobs that are on some of these radio programs and the fact that we have a country that focuses on free speech. I'm happy to have this guy talk about whatever he wants to. And then have us or anybody scrutinize his words. I'm happy to be scrutinized for what I say. I say things sometimes that people think are crazy. You do, Jennifer. Kenny, not so much. But if we are speaking in a public forum, then and you give yourself credit. I'm Dudley Steffen. You're Jennifer Horn. He's Ken Kessler. You say something, you're held accountable for it. So Mr. Swanson needs to be held accountable for. A lot of these comments, he sees a lot of lesbians in the Girl Scouts. Wasn't there a big thing about the Boy Scouts and homosexuals, and we don't want any homosexual leaders, the boys?
Well, the Boy Scouts didn't want to allow homosexuals in, and I think I support that as their right. I mean, they're private organizations, their right to let in who they want to let in.
Mm.
But I'm just curious as to know, I mean, I'm actually curious about an agenda that is put out by the Girl Scouts, because I haven't heard of that, and I guess it wasn't part of my experience growing up, so I'm just curious how that works.
Somebody is going to say, hey, after having heard this, did you hear that the Girl Scouts are a bunch of lesbians? And they're communists!
The
no more
kind.
Girl Scout cookies. The Girl Scout cookies will sell out faster.
I've never heard of any communists making money selling cookies.
No, I don't either.
You just don't go to the right spots.
I wonder where this guy... Somebody needs to check out and do some kind of a research paper or project on Kevin Swanson. All right, the program is called Generations with Vision. If you want to do that as a homework assignment, Jennifer, help yourself. 888-302-3684. All right, didn't take us long. How did I go from there? Where did we start? How did we get on to lesbians, communists?
The TSA, I believe.
Oh,
that
right, exactly.
Your...
All the lesbos that are there.
I hate to bridge that gap for you, but yeah.
Speaking of radio hosts, please, this is a primer for all those of you who want to be big-time radio folks when you grow up. Ronald Reagan learned this. How many people have learned this the hard way? The microphone is always on.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, always on. Yesterday in Denver on KOA, a newscaster named Stefan Tubbs he thought he was off the air because the commercials were on, and somehow or other the subject of Snooki came up. And he used a lot of ugly words, including the F-bomb, while the mic was on. And so if you want to check Facebook, if you want to just, Kenny, when you go to Facebook.com, if you just put in Stefan, S-T-E-F-F-A-N, Tubbs, I'm sure you will find a buzz or two or three or four or five or six. Even Charlotte's buzzing about it. Wow. All right, so.
If you're going to drop a few F-bombs on the air, wouldn't you do it over something besides Snooki?
I thought Snooki was passe. I didn't think anybody paid any attention.
She went home on Dancing with the Stars this week. I think that's probably
what it was. Oh, is that what it was? Oh, okay.
But, I mean, really, if you're going to, like, use them and go out with a blaze of glory, don't you want it to count? I mean, Snooki?
Right. Why waste your time and effort? 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet.
Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
OfficeMax, business tip of the day. Being environmentally responsible can actually help your bottom line. Ink cartridge recycling programs, like the partnership between HP Planet Partners and Max Perks Rewards from OfficeMax, not only help keep used HP cartridges out of landfills, they earn you rewards as well. Networks of collection facilities let you drop off your used cartridges and apply the rewards you earn for each cartridge towards future business savings. This tip was brought to your business by the new OfficeMax Services Center.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer and Kenny. I've understood from several corners that our Listener Appreciation Day, which occurred, I think, one day last week, just mentioning some of the listeners, saying hi to them. Dave Martin, how do you do, down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Brett Sassord in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. Carl Christensen, who is in Newbury, Michigan, how do you do. Charles Palazzo in Herkimer, New York. Jeff Lang, Sparta, Michigan. Caroline Abbey in Hickory, North Carolina. Hi, Caroline. Frank Wilson, Wheeling, West Virginia, how do you do. Kevin Amott, why am I forgetting his name? I see him right in front of me. Howard.
Cosell.
No.
Stern.
No.
Dean.
Never mind. All right, you have email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen, Howard Monroe, and Ken at DougSteffen.com. So you have a listener email, Jennifer?
Yeah, and, you know, Dougie, we've worked together for 7.5 years now.
Yes, we have.
And I have to say, I don't often get hate mail, but I actually got some hate mail yesterday, right before I went to bed.
No.
Yeah, the subject line was, all your right-wing snarks. Keep them to yourself. You're wrecking the show. You come across as just another uptight right-winger, and you're too young for that. That's actually successful because she called me young.
Really?
Yeah.
A young, snarky right-winger.
And uptight.
Uptight.
I know.
And out of sight. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Show us your Red Sox pride, Jennifer.
I'm going for the Red Sox this year.
Why not? All right. Time now for a little musical interlude here on Good Day from The Voice last night. Here's Team Adams' Preston Pole. No Woman,
great
No
name,
Cry.
By the way.
Preston Pole. I don't know if he's a great singer, though.
This isn't bad. I like it. A little raspy.
Crank it up. Let's see if we like this. I don't know this song. Kenny, what's the story of this song?
You don't know this song?
No.
Oh.
No.
Classic reggae song.
Yeah.
It's classic reggae?
Like, way classic. Like, if you looked up reggae in the dictionary, this song would start playing.
Really? I thought Bob Marley's picture would be there if you were looking up reggae. This is a Marley song?
I think so.
Yeah.
So you can tell I'm a big fan of reggae.
Good work, Funny. Dougie. Good work.
Thank you very much.
That guy has nice little raspy tone in his voice.
Yeah. Well, I see. I don't.
Who does he belong to? What team?
He belongs to Team Adam.
Okay.
I don't claim to know everything. I'm happy to not know everything so that I'll be educated as things are brought before us to consider. 25 at the hour, Doug's Good Day program. Now it's time for some of the late night comedy, and maybe if we have time, a little Halloween comedy as well. Here's Jay Leno, this whole business about Barney's. Remember, was it yesterday we were talking about was it Jay-Z that's in sort of trouble with some people?
It's Jay-Z, yeah.
Because Barney's threw some black customers out, so how could he represent?
They're just following him out with some merchandise they didn't think they may have paid for.
Ah,
whoopsie.
Serious there.
It happens.
All right, here's Jay Leno getting started.
George Zimmerman, remember him from the Trayvon Martin trial? Well, he got a new job. He's head of security at Barney's in New York. I don't know if you heard about that. You know this story? This is pretty awful. Looks like Barney's, the famous upscale New York store, is in trouble after allegedly racially profiling two African-American customers, both of whom bought expensive items using their debit cards. They both had valid IDs, but Barney's thought that was suspicious and called the police. In fact, Barney's has a new slogan. If you shop at Barney's and you're black, there's a chance you'll never go back. Yes, we
thought. Hey, guess who's out of prison? Dr. Conrad Murray. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison, served 2 years, and you're thinking, 2 years? That's nothing. Yes, but he had to serve his time in the prison waiting room. But Dr. Conrad Murray wants his license back. Wants his license back. I mean, honest to God, that's like giving a Kardashian a marriage license. Look out!
This is a fun thing. Krispy Kreme says that it will give a free donut to any customer who shows up wearing a costume on Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you're the kind of person willing to take the time to dress up in a costume just to get a free donut, then yes, this is rock bottom. This is it. Nothing but up from here, baby.
That's him for Roberta's Queen of Cheap. Let's see if she brings it forth. And because it's the Halloween season, here's Jerry Seinfeld. Maybe.
So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you were a kid, you remember the first time you even heard about it? It's like, your brain can't even... What is this? Who's giving out candy? Someone's giving out candy? Who is giving out this candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? I gotta be a part of this. Take me with you. I wanna do it. I'll do anything they want. I can wear that.
All right. Well, that's good. Halloween, Rob, fun with that. And people are actually getting. I got a costume.
You were a cow, right?
I was a cowboy.
Oh, that's right, a cowboy.
I was a cowboy at a party this past weekend. Yeah, it was very exciting. 28 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute with Ralph Nader and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question for Nader and Alter. How do you think President Obama played his hand before and during the 16-day Tea Party shutdown of government?
Pretty well. And, you know, he won in a rout. This was not some kind of a narrow victory. He humiliated the other side. But he also was tougher than they expected. After he was humiliated in August of 2011, Obama said, this stuff must stop. And he wasn't going to get played again.
Well, as usual, he digs his own pit and then tries to clamber out of it. He should never have lost the Democratic control of Congress in 2010-2012. Remember, this is the cruelest, most vicious, ignorant, corporate indentured, ideological Republican Party in its history since it was founded in the 1850s.
I agree.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute. This week with Ralph Nader and Jonathan Alter.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Good day. 33 after the hour. It's
today's Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah.
Sure is.
October the 30th. Tomorrow, last day of the month. Friday, the first day of November. 2 more months. I made my arrangements to go to California with Charlotte for Thanksgiving.
Go to Megan's house,
have a good meal. Charlotte's going to have a little operation on her derriere, and she'll be fine after that.
Is she having the Kim Kardashian rear-end implant?
Did Kardashian have an implant?
That's the rumor.
Too, really? How do you do that?
I mean, implants. She can put a whole, like, tray from, you know, you go to Hometown Buffet, and you get the tray, and you get the plates that you put on top of it. You could rest that. Maybe three of them. A family of four might be able to eat off that thing.
Meow.
No, I mean, hey,
meow.
It's great. I'm not being catty. I think she's a lovely person on the outside. A lovely person on the outside.
Yes, yes, yes. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Jennifer, and I here in this hour to go over some of the news items. The spy chiefs defending the NSA surveillance programs. Is there anything else? There is so much nothingness.
Well,
here.
I thought it was interesting where they took it, because
being the committee that had the hearing.
It's the people testifying.
Ah.
Took it to an interesting place. They said that they directly saved the lives of thousands of soldiers.
Yeah, really. Where's the proof?
With the spying program.
Where's the proof? Proof, please. Proof. Well, or check, please. Proof that that's happened. Yep. They all said the same thing. Mistakes have been made. Human error. Technical problems. Sounds like the same people are running the NSA technology as are doing the website for healthcare. And so we are spending a lot of our money on things that don't get run well. How does that sit with you? That's basically my theme through all of this stuff.
Yeah, you know, government is famous for not knowing how to run things that the private sector can do easily.
So where would we be? Here's an analysis paralysis. If it weren't for all of these screw-ups, what would we be talking about? We'd be talking about the Jonas Brothers, right? Or we'd be talking about
the... I hope
the,
not.
No, really. Well, not much to talk about there anymore anyway. Intelligence. This is And the conversation here is aimed, hopefully, at some level of intelligence. And I don't mean the NSA surveillance programs, because I'm not sure that's there's much intelligence.
Well, their point was, I guess their evidence, because you were asking for evidence about the NSA. And the Army General Keith Alexander, the guy that was testifying yesterday, he said, in the past 5 months, terrorists have killed thousands of people in Pakistan, Iraq, Yemen, and Libya. But yet not one major terrorist incident in the United States since 9/11. That's not by accident. He says that's all a result of the spying program. Do you buy it?
No. Don't. Sorry.
You think we just got lucky?
I think we stumble on stuff all the time. Maybe part of it is because of the technology that they can eavesdrop. But at what cost or what price? How do we? They say that all the time. We've been protected. Okay, so tell us specifically. And I think there were a few examples. Went there last year of things that had been, and it was, the perception seemed to be real that, yeah, really, they did take down this person or that person or this plot or that plot because of what they learned scanning around, listening. But we are willing, apparently, to pay any price for that protection. Kenny, you started to say something.
Well, I was just going to say, devil's advocate, what kind of proof could they offer up?
They could say this specific circumstance was going to happen, and we foiled it. They could say a plane was going to be blown up, or a building was going to be blown up, or a car was going to be blown up, or a bus was going to be blown up, or something. And we, because we listened to person X, who was directly involved in the plot, talking to person Y, who is the person who was supposed to carry out the plan, we got them, nailed them, and we stopped it. That's pretty easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah, but when...
Huh. Oh.
Every time Kenny gets to something important, I think the NSA is listening. And they.
I know, they go, shh.
Yeah.
Hey, Kessler, keep it under wraps.
Trayvon Martin's mother yesterday on Capitol Hill testifying against the Stand Your Ground laws. She told senators at the hearing the laws do not work and ought to be changed. Stand
Your
Ground.
Why is she a spokesperson for this? I mean, the Stand Your Ground law wasn't even invoked in the George Zimmerman trial.
Wasn't in the trial, but it was invoked.
Right. Well, it wasn't
during,
in the trial, though. I mean...
Yeah, but it was invoked during the conversation about
only
what happened.
Only the conversation, though.
You know, why are you you're sort of...
I just wonder why she becomes the spokesperson for this.
Well, because she, in some people's minds, has street cred because her son was killed. And there are a lot of people who think it was because Mr. Zimmerman used the Stand Your Ground law... He thought he was under threat, so he shot
this
kid.
Didn't end up doing that. I don't know. I think it's like she's being used. I mean, here's a woman who's lost her son, and now she's being victimized, I think, by politicians who are using her as a mouthpiece.
So she's not very smart? She's not very smart.
Well, I'm not saying anything about her intelligence. I'm just saying it seems odd that they're, you know, she's having to go up and cry in front of the Senate. I mean, it just...
I didn't see that she cried. Did she cry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that part of the video. She was crying?
Yes, she was crying. And she was wearing buttons, and she had bracelets all over. You are Trayvon. I mean, just, I don't know.
All right, so a lot of people think this would have been handled differently had he not been black. And a lot of people think he wouldn't be dead had he not been black. But under the circumstances, can't change that reality. So is Stand Your Ground black versus white?
I don't think so.
Do you think some people think it is?
I think some people might think it is, but I mean, that's not. I mean, it doesn't specify anything in the law. I mean, have you seen any of that? No.
The business we started this yesterday. Conversation, actually, around the Amos and Andy clip we played, and whether or not there's just too much sensitivity to all of this as we become not a mosaic anymore. But we all, it's not a melting pot anymore, it's a mosaic. It's this person and that group over there, and this person and that group over here, another group, all these various groups that are breaking down what America was really supposed to be founded on. Everybody's
offended.
The leaders
of these groups turn everybody against each other.
Right, because they can get money.
They make it a team sport.
Right, they do. Jesse Jackson has made a career out of this kind of stuff, so has Al Sharpton, and make a lot of money appealing to people's, the negative side of people and what they think about, in this circumstance, race. So, with that in mind, what does it appear ABC is doing? They sent an apology yesterday for something Jimmy Kimmel did This child joked about killing Chinese people on Jimmy Kimmel's program. The sketch featured a bunch of youngsters commenting on news events, with one suggesting that we kill everyone in China in order to erase the U.S. debt. So this pan-Asian political organization called 8020 complained to ABC, which prompted them to apologize. In addition, ABC said the skit would be edited out of any future airings of the Jimmy Kimmel program. Anybody see this skit?
I have not seen the skit.
Michael, see if you can find some audio from this skit. We'll play it.
See if you're offended.
Why are we all so offended by stuff?
That's the thing, dude. Now, was this kid, this was his own suggestion, by the way?
Who's that?
The kid participating in the Jimmy Kimmel sketch.
The child joked about killing him. I think that was part of what was written into the sketch.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff's not just, they have lines to learn, like other actors playing a role. So is Jimmy Kimmel now to be, if you'll pardon the pun, blacklisted?
No.
No.
Because he's pretty Teflon. I mean, I think he's not going to be blacklisted by any stretch.
What would be the equivalent if Arsenio Hall, this wasn't about blacks, it was just about Chinese. Last week, we had a big number of people who heard only half the story last week about the group Slant, they only heard half the story. So they were really upset with me. Some people were upset with me because it sounded like I was making fun of Asians because I told the story. These words were not my words, and I made it clear they weren't mine. I chuckled a little because the Department of Trademark and whatever, Trademark and Copyright and Trademark Division in Washington. This group called Slant applied for a trademark, and they wouldn't give it to them because they said the term slant was offensive. Why is that up to the trademark department to tell them, let them suffer their own fate if the term is offensive? What the hell does the government got to do or say? Why do they get involved in brokering whether you can use the term or not? I don't think that's the government's job, is it? To guard us against what's offensive? Who decides what's offensive?
That's the individual person. I'm with you, actually. I'm 100% with you on that.
All right. So, what?
Oh, go ahead.
I just want to play this Kimmel clip.
I know.
You know.
Nice job juggling until you got there, by the way.
Thank you. All right. So here we have found the so-called offense. This is a sketch from Jimmy Kimmel's program, Child Joking About Killing Chinese People.
America owes China a lot of money, $1.3 trillion. How should we pay them back?
Ukraine is all the way over and kill everyone in China.
Kill everyone in China?
Yes.
Okay, that's an interesting idea. Yes.
Put a huge wall so they can't come to us.
You're saying build a wall in China? A huge, great kind of a wall?
Yeah.
That would never happen.
A huge time.
Allie,
you hate it.
When you owe someone money, should you pay them back?
Never.
Well, then they won't lend you money anymore.
Oh, and that's the problem.
Should this country be forced to pay our own debts?
Yes!
Yeah, but you just said kill everyone in China a little while ago. What happened to that? Should we allow the Chinese to live?
Yes! But if we don't allow them to live, then they'll try to kill us.
But then they will all be killed.
Yeah, they're going to be all killed.
I think I'm bothered by it myself a little.
Really?
Yeah. Not because they... It isn't... I don't find this kind of stuff funny.
But you're not a
funny.
Big fan of Jimmy Kimmel or his late
show.
No,
I don't
show.
Like Jimmy Kimmel. Anyway, but
using kids to be funny saying to kill an entire country.
No,
I can see where it's offensive, but...
Yeah. It is offensive. I'm with the people who complain.
Some of it was funny. Building a great wall, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, no, it's working at being funny. The best fun, the stuff that you and I have. What's her face? Luthwaite. That's funny.
Samantha Luthwaite?
Yeah.
She's so thin.
So thin.
She's so,
she doesn't need to Luthwaite.
That's funny. That was funny. That this Kimmy, the Kimmy.
You should have been there, guys. That was hilarious.
Not funny. Sorry, not funny. But at least we will see. Somebody will complain about this, I'm sure. Here, people complain. Hey, did you hear that stuff on Stephen's show? That's terrible. That's awful. What's the matter with him? I'm just bringing you something that was somewhere else that we could talk about and decide for ourselves what we think it means to us. To me, and Jennifer's right, I don't much care for Jimmy Kimmel, but I think in that circumstance, even if I did, I wouldn't have liked that. Does that mean it has a bis? Because I don't like it. That doesn't mean it doesn't have a place somewhere. I just think it's in poor taste.
Yeah, I mean, comedy, I mean, comedians anyway, if you do stand-up and you have stand-up guy, you know, stand-up comedians, they insult different types of groups as a way to bring people together. I don't know if you've noticed that. So I don't think you can take this seriously, like this is an order from Jimmy Kimmel to kill all of China.
No,
being a little overly sensitive, I think.
Not very funny. 888-302-3684. Maybe we'll post. That's actually a good question for Facebook. If you saw the Jimmy Kimmel skit about killing all the people in China, did you think it was funny? We can ask something like that. See what happens with that, will you, Kenny, just for the heck of it? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter @Good Day Show. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda-certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda-certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80, ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-304-6965. That's 1-800-304-6965. 1-800-304-6965.
My wife is amazing. After 27 years of marriage, she's so full of energy and life. She's never lost that sparkle, you know? I'm a really lucky guy.
My wife is 56, and she's just as gorgeous and vibrant today as she was on our wedding day.
You know, after all these years, I can honestly say my wife is still the beautiful woman of my dreams.
What's the secret the wives of these men are in on? It's Ambrin, a leading formula for women over 40 that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve symptoms of menopause, like hot flashes and low libido. Plus, right now, for a limited time, every risk-free trial of Ambrin comes with a free bottle of Ambrin Weight Loss, an incredibly effective weight loss solution clinically shown to help you lose weight, including body fat. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial, call right now, 1-800-370-9667. That's 1-800-370-9667. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call right now, 1-800-370-9667. 1-800-370-9667.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
All right, so we've already started to get some comments. This fellow didn't like me talking about Trayvon Martin's mother, and certainly didn't like the Jimmy Kimmel skit. All right, sir. Thank you for your comments. Help yourself. Like it or not, 888-302-3684. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For Tech Talk on the Good Day program, technology in the focus for the next few minutes, starting with our daily report from Shelley Palmer, who will talk with us about Nokia's newest tablet, the Lumia 2520. Anybody heard about this? Lumia's 2520?
The only thing that comes to mind is in the year 2525.
Yeah. That maybe isn't anything connected to this discussion.
No.
So we best to get to it so Shelley can educate you and me, Jennifer.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet.
Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
OfficeMax, business tip of the day. Being environmentally responsible can actually help your bottom line. Ink cartridge recycling programs, like the partnership between HP Planet Partners and Max Perks Rewards from OfficeMax, not only help keep used HP cartridges out of landfills, they earn you rewards as well. Networks of collection facilities let you drop off your used cartridges and apply the rewards you earn for each cartridge towards future business savings. This tip was brought to your business by the new OfficeMax Services Center.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Last week, Nokia unveiled its newest tablet, the Lumia 2520. Shipping later this fall for $499, the tablet runs Windows RT and features both 4G LTE and Wi-Fi connectivity. Like Microsoft's Surface tablet, the Lumia 2520 can be paired with a keyboard cover, which protects the tablet and also delivers a fully functional keyboard. The 2520's power keyboard goes a step beyond that of the Surface, though, as it features a gesture trackpad, 5 hours of extra battery life, and two built-in USB ports. Those differences don't do enough to compensate for the fact that the unit is basically the same as the new Surface 2, which, oh yeah, hit store shelves the same day Nokia unveiled the 2520. Both the Lumia 2520 and the Surface 2 are crippled because they're both RT units and don't deliver the full Windows 8 experience. I'm not sure either one should be on your list. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following product review John posted with his new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3.
Apollo's foot care deodorizer balls are the luxury convertible of shoe deodorizer balls. I used to have a foot odor problem, the same way the beach has a sand problem. The scent was truly the devil's perfume. These magic balls changed all that. No more rank socks, no more ice skate rentals telling me to just keep them. I rated the bike helmet that saved my life 4 stars, and I give these little miracles 5.
In honor of all the important things you do on the Newsprint Network, we bring you this great deal. Get the new 7-inch Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 with Android 4.2 Jelly Bean for just $49.99 when you sign up for a data plan starting at only $5 per month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Offer ends 1/23/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Restrictions apply.
Lots of information, conversation here on the Good Day program. As far as technology is concerned, how many of you have heard or perhaps discussed this in a conversation you've had with other people, especially if you've got children? I am adamant about children not being exposed to television screens, electronic screens, computer screens at all. Yesterday, the ladies on The View discussed a study that suggests children ought to spend at most 2 hours a day in front of these screens, and it needs to be, as I've said, over the age of 3. Let's eavesdrop.
There's a new recommendation by the American Academy of Pediatrics that wants parents to limit their children's online activity to 2 hours a day. Good luck. I mean, it's hard enough to get adults to look away from their smartphones, but will this work for teenagers?
I wish somebody would have told Anthony Weiner's parents this, but, you know, I feel like I have more of a problem than my son does. And I feel like if I'm supposed to lead by example, I failed miserably.
Because you, what do you tell
I'm around? Addicted to my phone. And I try so hard to put it down. And he doesn't even go near his phone. And I'm the one that needs to be told.
I still use a BlackBerry, but I carry it. I can make phone calls and get my emails. I carry it everywhere. I'm wearing it somewhere on my
I think that, you know, in this day and age, the smartphones were supposed to make our lives easier. It has made it much, much harder. It has put much more pressure on us. And I think because parents are so overworked and tired, we tend to let the TV and the internet be the babysitter.
Right.
Sometimes I think because I feel that same mother guilt. I'm so tired sometimes. I'm like, Jeffrey, go get the iPad and play it.
Turn on the television. There's got to be
a TV. He already knows how to work remote. Don't bother mommy when I'm asleep. And I feel like sometimes we got to look at our priorities and make the decision to say no so we can do more.
It's just bad for your brain. It's just bad, especially if you're under the age of 3. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.